Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Florida Supreme Court issued a blockbuster ruling deciding that there is no right to abortion in Florida's Constitution. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's really ironic and quite surprising that the Supreme Court, the same court, issued two different rulings on the same day. But this victory we want to focus on right now and unpack this 15-week ban that they have upheld.
Yeah, this is an amazing decision. We'll talk about the Florida abortion amendment. A ruling also that came down same day on another program. But this is an amazing decision. In fact, let me just kind of take you back a little bit. Mm-hmm. This is 35 years in the making, because let me just say what the court did, and then why is it 35 years in the making?
Yeah, because 1989, one of the goals when you started Liberty Counsel was to overturn this NRA-TW case, wasn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. That's right. Because this NRA-TW case came down in 1989, and Liberty Counsel, we founded it in 1989. And that's 35 years ago. This NRA-TW decision is the decision that began the abortion decisions in Florida at the Florida Supreme Court. So here's what happened. Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief in this case, and we urged the court to uphold the 15-week abortion ban. Liberty Counsel Action, our sister ministry, also filed an amicus brief, and we urged the court to overrule the NRA-TW case. So we filed two amicus briefs in this case. So what the Florida Supreme Court did is they issued a 6-1 ruling that upheld the 15-week abortion ban and overrules the prior abortion opinions, going back to the first abortion opinion in 1989, the NRA-TW case. In doing so, the court ruled that there is no right to abortion in Florida Constitution. And now that the 15-week ban has been upheld, the 6-week ban will soon go into effect. The legislature passed a 6-week ban, but they said that they will hold the effective date of that until the Florida Supreme Court rules on the 15-week ban. And if it's upheld, then the 6-week ban goes into effect. So this is an incredibly blockbuster type of decision.
Praise God, it's a great victory. But you know, let's just take a moment and unpack this NRA-TW case that had ruled that the privacy amendment in the Florida Constitution provided a right to abortion. I just don't understand how you could say it's a privacy right to have an abortion.
When this case went up to the Florida Supreme Court, Liberty Counsel had not yet been founded, but we were founded right after the case reached the Florida Supreme Court. So Ken Connor was president of Right to Life. I was general counsel of Right to Life in private practice just months before we founded Liberty Counsel. John Stemberger, who now is joining the Liberty Counsel team and will be president of Liberty Counsel Action and special or a senior counsel for Liberty Counsel, he was clerking with Ken Connor. Mm. And so he worked on the brief. I worked on the brief. Ken Connor worked on the brief.
You must stand back amazed, though, to see what God has done in all those
years. That's what I want to really emphasize,
is
it's 35 years in the making.
Yeah.
And along the way, there were some heartaches. But here's what happened with NRA-TW. In 1980, the Florida Constitution was amended to include a privacy amendment. And in after that amendment, that was focused on specifically to protect documentary privacy, not personal privacy. It was a documentary privacy coming out of the Watergate era to prevent the government from using documents and invading your privacy. So that amendment was sitting there for 9 years, from 1980 to 1989, had never been used. In 1989, a minor wanted to have an abortion and went to a judge to bypass the parental consent. The judge granted it. The case went directly to the Florida Supreme Court with no evidence, and the Florida Supreme Court reached out to this 1980 amendment and said, well, that privacy amendment is broad enough to encompass abortion, and simply said, essentially, that the fetus, calling it the fetus, is just simply a highly specialized group of cells totally dependent upon the mother for support. So it made Florida more liberal than even Roe versus Wade.
Wow.
So when Roe v. Wade was overturned in June of 2022, That made no difference in Florida. Florida still had the N. Ray T.W. case that was more liberal than Roe versus Wade. So when these other states around Florida began to restrict abortion post overturning Roe with the Dobbs decision, Florida became an abortion destination. Hmm. That case of the 15-week comes from the Florida legislature. That particular 15-week ban was passed by the Florida legislature in direct contradiction to the N. Ray T.W. case. One had to stand and one would fall. If the court upheld N. Ray T.W., there would be no 15-week ban. So this case goes up to the Florida Supreme Court, and the Florida Supreme Court upholds the ban because it says that it is overruling N. Ray T.W. from 1989 and all of the subsequent abortion decisions, saying that there is no right to an abortion in Florida Constitution, and consequently upholding the 15-week abortion ban. So Florida moves in one day on April 1 from the most liberal state in the nation on abortion because of the N. Ray T.W. case to one of the most, if not the most, pro-life states in the nation because now we'll also have a six-week heartbeat abortion law that will soon go into effect as a result of this decision. This has been, Holly, 35 years in the making.
It's incredible.
From 1989 until now, 2024.
It's incredible. And, you know, your efforts are never wasted. And God has heard the cries of people. And this is a great example of, you know, perseverance pays off and prayer.
Well, when you look at during that 35 years, I think that's one of the things I want to emphasize to people is never give up. During
right.
that 35 years in Florida, we had a special session in 1990 trying to get the legislature to pass an abortion law. We were there for a week. Not a single law was passed. I remember being there. It was a large gathering of 10,000 people in Tallahassee, Florida. We made no progress. We do remember walking by the Florida Supreme Court steps, and there were Satanists up on the steps shouting incantations on the crowd that was there gathered.
That was in 1980?
That was 1990.
Wow.
That was the year after N. Ray T.W. The largest gathering at the time of people at the state capitol to stand for life.
But of course,
we made no progress.
And of course, just to clarify, the T.W. were the initials of the young lady who wanted the abortion, correct?
Yeah, that's a minor, so they had the initials instead of the full name.
Yeah.
So that was 1990. If you move on later on in subsequent years, you know, I remember getting a call from Angel, a woman in Central Florida, who had an abortion at a Pendergrass Clinic in Orlando, late-term abortion, late second, early third trimester. She was there. She had been given the medication to induce abortion, but not the medication to kill the child. She actually went into labor. They did not help her. She was sitting on the commode, gave birth to the child that fell into the water of the toilet, still connected to her by an umbilical cord. She called me. Baby died. We have the 911 call. They would not help her. EMS came, but they were waved off by the clinic. They never came inside, and the baby died. And so the baby was in a morgue in Orlando. You can go to our website, lc.org, and then scroll down to the bottom where it says abortion, and you'll see in memory of baby Rowan.
And pictures of that perfectly formed little baby.
Yeah, and that was because of N. Ray T.W.
Yeah.
It was in a morgue that I saw baby Rowan. Baby Rowan was in a shoebox in one of the freezers, and I was permitted to go in there and photograph baby Rowan, fingernails, eyelashes, eyebrows, perfectly formed. That was N. Ray T.W.
And, you know, we still have a lot of work to do in Florida. And prayerfully, most of these abortion facilities will lose a lot of business and get shut down. But we still have a lot of work to do.
We have a lot of work to do. But this will make Florida now one of the most pro-life states in the nation. And this was 35 years in the making.
And thanks to Governor DeSantis for signing this six-week ban in 2023.
And appointing these justices.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, you have Florida's Supreme Court goes from one of the most liberal in the nation to one of the most judicial constraint courts in the nation.
No longer a sanctuary state for abortion.
No longer a sanctuary state for abortion. So thanks for your prayers. I just want to encourage you. This is an incredible decision. We rejoice in it. We also have some challenges we'll talk about on another program with regards to the Florida Abortion Amendment and what we have to do to combat that, because that ruling came down same day as well from the same court. Mm-hmm. So we have a great opportunity. This is really a mirror image of what happened on the United States Supreme Court level. 15-week abortion ban, Roe's overturned, 15-week abortion ban, and Ray T.W.'s overturned. Now the fight continues for life. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.